You probably learned in middle school that the Nile River is the longest river in the world, and it's the cradle of civilization. But more impressive is the Amazon River, the second longest river in the world. As you know, I have spent a lot of time working along both of these rivers, doing research, filming, and sometimes just relaxing. If you ever get a chance to visit one of these rivers, go for it. However, if you have to choose between visiting the Amazon or visiting the Nile, then you should definitely visit the Amazon. In my opinion, it's way more interesting than the Nile. In fact, it's the most interesting place I've been to, and I've been everywhere, including all 7 continents. In my opinion, it's more interesting than regular tourist destinations such as the Swiss Alps and the Himalayas. The main reason why I think it's so interesting is that the Amazon Delta is the largest tropical rainforest in the world. And where there's a rainforest, there's life. Plenty of it. The Nile flows mostly through dry desert, where there's little wildlife or plant life. Meanwhile, there's more life in the Amazon than in any other place in the world. For example, there are 500 species of mammals, 1/3 of the world's bird population, hundreds of reptiles, 175 different kinds of lizards, up to 300 million types of insects, and immense vegetation. The trees are so dense that they form a canopy. The basin contains the Earth's richest and most varied ecosystem. It will startle your senses, your sight, your hearing, and your sense of smell. Let me briefly describe for you some of the impressive creatures you'll see on the video next week. The first is the jaguar. It is the largest and most powerful cat in the Western Hemisphere. It measures up to 6 feet in length and weighs up to 350 pounds. Their powerful jaws can crush a turtle shell. I heard 3 of them roar one night as I was paddling in a stream a few hundred meters away. The sound was electrifying, though chilling. As you'll learn, they prefer to do their hunting at night, near the river and its streams. In the river, there are giant otters over 6 feet long, 20 species of piranha, and 300-pound dolphins. And not far away is the world's largest snake, the anaconda. As I alluded to a moment ago, the Amazon basin is thick with vegetation, including a very dense forest of tall trees. By far the most amazing thing in the basin is the treetop world. The canopy, as scientists call it, is 9 times bigger than Texas and home to millions of undiscovered species. It consists of trees, shrubs, vines, and other plants and covers much of the forest. 80% of the forest's food is found in the canopy. Most of the plants and animals live on the tree's branches. Many of the trees are 150 feet tall, with canopies exceeding 80 feet. The trees have narrow trunks and therefore can be described as top-heavy. Some scientists believe this canopy alone may contain 1/2 of the world's species. Among these species is the harpy eagle, which has a 6 or 7 foot wingspan and is perhaps the most powerful bird in the world. It's big enough to carry a full-grown monkey and then eat it. There is a macaw parrot, considered by many to be the largest and most beautiful of its species. The video will illustrate what I'm talking about.